Hi there, it's Pride Daily for Tuesday. A gay man who was disowned by his father, 'cause religion, has corrected the 81-year-old's obituary. It said James J. Becker from Connecticut in America would most be remembered for his love of people, but son Timothy McLaughlin wasn't having that. The 42-year-old's written a rival obituary, highlighting how his dad cut him off when he chose to leave the Jehovah's Witnesses, who think homosexuality is a sin. He also lifted the lid on how the family have chosen never to meet his husband or their adopted son, and snubbed his wedding. Here's how the faith tells children why gay marriage is wrong.
What matters is how Jehovah feels. He wants us to be happy, and he knows how we can be happiest. That's why he invented marriage the way he did.
You mean one man and one woman?
Exactly. Look at Genesis 1:27. Jehovah created Adam and Eve, male and female.
The word you're thinking of is indoctrination. The Pope says transgender people must be accepted and integrated into society. He's been responding to a question from an LGBTQ+ Catholic advocacy group called New Ways Ministry regarding his previous condemnation of gender ideology. He's clarified that's a separate thing, as far as he's concerned, which doesn't respect the differences between genders. So the upshot is, he's pro-trans. Yay! Pope a doodle-doo. And a poor little bigoted baby's had to run away like a big Jesse from his own anti-trans protest. Brian Tamaki is leader of the Destiny Church in New Zealand, a far-right Christian group. His demo in Christchurch was upended by pro-trans protesters who told him where he could stick his hate. He jumped in a car and sped away. Bye-bye, little bigot boy. I'm Kev McGraw. See you tomorrow.